Old Glory, Jared Neiman. The news sponsored this hour by Wilson Door and Construction. Discover the benefits of post-frame construction in delivering a building that meets every one of your needs. Contact them today to take the first step toward making your building project an experience you'll never forget. This is WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center at 5 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. A new legal effort to stop the Government of Efficiency Office from shuttering agencies and funding.
The lawsuit's been filed in federal court in Maryland by more than two dozen staffers and contractors at USAID who claim their lives have been upended by Elon Musk and his Doge team. The suit seeks the reversal of Musk's and Doge's actions and a formal determination by the courts that they're operating in violation of the Constitution. The filing alleges a violation of the Appointments Clause, noting that no one at Doge is serving in a role created by Congress, nor have any of them been confirmed by the Senate.
ABC's Stephen Portnoy. President Trump signed an executive order today on reciprocal tariffs with its trading partners, saying the U.S. will impose the same amount of duties that other countries add to goods. The president hosting India's leader today at the White House. Heavy rain in Southern California and up and down the coast could lead to flooding on those burn-scarred areas in L.A. County, and another round of snow and ice on the way in the Northeast and Midwest. This is ABC News. In New York today, Trump border czar Tom Homan met with Mayor Eric Adams, the two hoping to reach an agreement on an immigration crackdown. The Trump Justice Department this week dropping the case against the mayor. Tesla shares have been down sharply since hitting a record nearly 2 months ago. Some investors blame CEO Elon Musk for damaging the brand. More from ABC's Elizabeth Schulze.
After Musk stood side by side with his son and Trump in the Oval Office this week, on X, he appeared to dismiss concerns that his political work is hurting Tesla's stock. But we've been talking to Tesla investors, and some are blaming him for being MIA at the company. Others are still bullish, but they're pointing to headwinds for Tesla, like competition from cheaper Chinese electric vehicles. Some shareholders also did tell us they are alarmed about Musk's potential conflicts of interest, too.
Igloo is recalling more than a million coolers. The 90-quart flip-and-toe rolling coolers have handles that can pinch. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
When things get old, they tend to get a bit crotchety.
Get off my lawn!
With Wick Buildings, you'll never worry about a bad-tempered building. We use machine stress-rated lumber and 29-gauge galvanized steel, making your building longer-lasting. Wick, leaving getting old to those who do it best.
In my day, our pants covered our behinds.
Bring value to your vision with Wick Buildings.
Wilson Door and Construction of Richland Center, your local Wick dealer. Call Micah today at 604-3623 to discuss your Wick building.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO News is sponsored by Meister Log and Lumber, buying logs and lumber throughout Wisconsin since 1936, and by Walsh's Ace. Whatever you do, Walsh's Ace has you covered. There is a winter weather advisory starting tomorrow at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and then for the entire area. Look for mostly clear and crashing frigid conditions tonight with a low of 3 below. Cloudy and warmer tomorrow. Snow starting in the afternoon ramps up rather quickly with a high of 25. Winds will be southeast 10 to 15. And snow tomorrow night, heaviest through midnight. Total accumulation of 2 to 4 inches is possible with a low of 19. Currently in Richland Center, the winds are out of the northeast at 9 miles per hour, making it feel like it's 2 below, and our actual temperature is 10 degrees.
Hi everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Spring is right around the corner. Is your yard equipment ready? Now through March 31st, bring in your rider, tiller, push mower, or weed eater and get 10% off your total bill at Walsh's Ace. Need a hand? We offer pickup and delivery too. Don't wait. Get your equipment tuned up and ready for the season at Walsh's Ace. Walsh's Ace, your neighborhood place for everything outdoors. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Governor Tony Evers is touring the state, visiting Head Start child care providers. Civic Media's Melissa Kay has more.
On Wednesday, the governor visited locations in La Crosse, New Richmond, and Wisconsin Rapids. These visits highlight the Year of the Kid and the Evers administration's efforts to keep costs down for working families. Evers said Wisconsin's economy is strong because so many parents are able to stay in the workforce. Head Start programs are possible in part because of federal funds.
If Congress decides not to do Head Start, there's nothing we could do to kind of correct that mistake. That's a 60-year-old federal program. I just don't think the state could do any more than what I'm hoping they're going to do in this next legislative session.
The 2025-27 executive budget will include ongoing funding to make the Child Care Counts program permanent. This includes investing over $500 million aimed at lowering child care costs, supporting this critical industry, and investing in employer-sponsored child care. The lack of federal funding would have disastrous consequences for states and critical programs that support kids, families, and communities in Wisconsin.
It would be an unbelievable shame if the president decides, we're done with this. Moms and dads can take care of it. That would be horrible.
Governor Evers said Democratic legislators are in favor of funding child care, and he's hoping they can work in a bipartisan manner like they did with shared revenue and the Brewer Stadium.
We worked bipartisan in a bipartisan way. Hopefully, child care counts will be one of those this time.
He said they just need a handful of people to understand how important child care is for our kids, our working families, and our economy. The budget will be published in the upcoming days.
A proposal to expand Medicaid coverage for postpartum mothers is once again being considered in the Wisconsin State Senate. The bill would give low-income mothers a full year of postpartum Medicaid coverage as opposed to the 90 days currently allowed. State senators heard testimony on the issues from medical providers Wednesday. Only one other state lacks the expanded coverage, which has wide bipartisan support in Madison. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss opposes the bill, however, so it has never been put up for a vote in the Assembly. State Republicans are proposing legislation they say would add more transparency to the school referendum process. One bill would require local governments and school boards to provide information about the property tax difference on a median value home on the ballot with the referendum question. Another would prevent school districts from losing state funding if a nearby district passes a referendum. School ballot referendums have become increasingly common in recent years, with more than 200 proposed in the 2024 elections. Funding for new electric vehicle charging stations across Wisconsin is now up in the air just days after Governor Evers celebrated the first ones to open in the Northwest region. In a memo last week, Federal Highway Administration officials suspended the National Electric Vehicle Infrastructure Program, which was used to build the charging stations in the region. The freeze could cost the state nearly $7 million that had already been approved for 15 projects. The state had planned to award roughly $22 million for 53 projects in total. A pair of state Republicans are pushing for more nuclear power in Wisconsin. State Representative David Steffen and State Senator Julian Bradley each chair committees relating to energy and utilities and have introduced a resolution calling on the state legislature to publicly support nuclear power and fusion energy. They are also proposing a study to identify potential locations around the state that could become nuclear power plants. There is already one active nuclear power plant in Wisconsin located in Two Rivers. A liberal Wisconsin Supreme Court justice has rejected a Republican request that she not hear a pending case that seeks to restore collective bargaining rights that tens of thousands of teachers, nurses, and other state workers lost in 2011. Her decision came at the same time that the court, without comment, declined to hear the case as unions requested before it first goes through a lower appeals court. Justice Janet Protasiewicz decided against recusing herself after Republican legislative leaders filed a motion saying she should not hear the case because she voiced opinions about the law during her 2023 campaign. Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin and a bipartisan group of lawmakers have introduced legislation to protect AM radio. The bill would require automakers to continue making AM radio accessible in their new passenger vehicles at no additional cost to consumers. The lawmakers say AM radio is a crucial service, especially for farmers who use it to receive critical emergency information and local news. Automakers would have 4 years to comply with the new rule and would be required to inform drivers if AM radio is not available in a vehicle in the interim. The U.S. Department of Agriculture's Food Safety and Inspection Service is issuing a public health alert for frozen, fully cooked, ready-to-eat meat and poultry pasties due to misbranding and an undeclared allergen. The products were produced using an egg wash, which contains egg, a known allergen that is not declared on the product label. FSIS is issuing this product health alert to ensure that consumers with allergies to eggs are aware that this product should not be consumed. The frozen, fully cooked, ready-to-eat meat and poultry pasties were produced on and prior to December 11th and have a one-year shelf life. The following products are subject to the public health alert. 8-ounce plastic packages containing the pasty oven pasty with chicken and cheese. 8-ounce plastic packages containing the pasty oven pasty, pizza pasty with pepperoni. 15-pound cases containing 38-ounce units of the pasty oven pasty with chicken and cheese. And 15-pound cases containing 38-ounce units of the pasty oven pasty, pizza pasty with pepperoni. The products bear establishment number EST20650 inside the USDA mark of inspection. These items were sold at the establishment's restaurant in Michigan and shipped to fundraiser groups, such as those for schools and nonprofit organizations in Michigan, Minnesota, and Wisconsin. However, the product was not served at schools and is not part of the food provided by the USDA for the National School Lunch Program. An Iowa County resident has pled guilty to filing a fraudulent income tax return and failing to report embezzlement income. Kyle Carden pled guilty to one felony count of filing the fraudulent Wisconsin income tax return in Iowa County Circuit Court earlier this month. He was also charged with two additional counts of filing fraudulent income tax returns, but those charges were dismissed as part of a plea agreement. According to the criminal complaint, Carden failed to report embezzlement income of $23,859 and other self-employment income of $33,441 for a total of $57,300 of unreported income. By failing to report the income, Carden underreported his Wisconsin income tax liability by an estimated $3,238. In the embezzlement scheme, Carden made 33 credit card charges to his personal point-of-sale system using a previous employer's credit card. Carden changed the company name on the point-of-sale system to names similar to vendors that the previous employer used. These charges are the result of an investigation by the Wisconsin Department of Revenue, Office of Criminal Investigation, Fraud Unit, and the Iowa County District Attorney's Office prosecuted the case. Get ready for an entertaining evening with comedian Jeremy Nunes, the mayor of comedy. The Richland County Performing Arts Council will host the show Saturday night at 7 at the Richland Center City Auditorium. After serving as a small town mayor, he finds true life events make the best comedy stories.
A lot of people ask me, are these stories for real? I'm like, they are. And, you know, it's tough for people to believe a lot of them. There's one in there. I had a guy call me up, you know, being in a small town. I am the chief of police. I am the animal control officer. And we had an abandoned house that had been taken over by skunks. And he felt it was my duty as the default animal control officer to go in there and collect the skunks. And I was like, well, I don't know what you expect me to do. And he's like, well, you're chief of police. You can carry a gun. Go in there and shoot them. So, yeah, I've been taking baths in tomato soup for a while.
The show Saturday is for all ages.
I wouldn't necessarily say it's like a something so squeaky clean that, you know, if you're in the party crowd, you wouldn't enjoy it. I wouldn't say that at all. I think everybody would have a good time. My opening act is in the same realm there, too. So it's enjoyable for everybody, whether you're somebody out there on the snow machine partying it up or somebody, you know, church on Sunday and don't go anywhere else, everybody in between. So
you can sample some of Jeremy Nunes's comedy. He has a special streaming now on Amazon Prime.
It was recorded, I don't know, roughly about 3 years ago or so, something like that. But always was a hope and dream to have a special out there on one of the big platforms. So, yeah, it's out there now. And if you download it, I actually get about 10 cents every time someone downloads it. So For everyone listening, if you could download that and then just hit refresh over and over, that would be helpful.
Nunes also has a book available.
It's actually an Amazon bestseller. It is about my real-life experience as mayor of a small town and all the hilarious things that happened to me. And we'll see where it goes. A little bit of talk that it might turn into a movie. Who knows where that all goes. But, a lot of great stories about, being the mayor of a small town. I got I won an award, actually, for being one of Illinois' most ethical mayors. And I won it largely because they issued a fine to my parents. And I remember my dad calling me when he found out. He's like, "Jeremy, why did I get this fine in the mail?" I was like, "Well, your grass is way too high. You have to mow your grass." He goes, "Jeremy, you mow our grass." I said, "Well, you should have called me sooner." I was like, "Well, you messed up because now you owe the town $300 and me $50 for mowing your grass."
Jeremy Nunes will take the stage at the Richland Center City Auditorium Saturday night at 7. Doors will open at 6. Tickets priced at $20 are available on Eventbrite and will also be available at the door. Today's winner of $50 in the Richland Center High School Sports Booster Calendar Raffle is Shannon Chitwood on ticket number 26.
Landowners, your timber property is a valuable asset. Contact Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage that asset. Rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in Southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. James Jim Brisboy Jr., 64 of Reedsburg in Ithaca, died February 3rd following a long illness. A memorial gathering will be held Sunday from 11 until 2 at the Stafford Funeral Home in Richland Center. A private family burial will be held in the spring. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to a favorite local animal shelter. James Jim Brisboy Jr., 64 of Reedsburg in Ithaca. Bruce Tesmer, 73 of Richland Center, died January 16th at home following a six-year battle with cancer. A celebration of life will be held Sunday beginning at 1 at the Branding Iron Roadhouse in Lime Ridge. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. For Bruce Tesmer, 73 of Richland Center.
From February 17th through March 8th, get 20% off selected items at Krause Monument. With top quality craftsmanship, top service, and a 90-day guarantee, your satisfaction is assured. Call today to make an appointment with Krause Monument at 608-647-8314.
All About Pets is a service of Strang's. One call does it all.
For more than a century, Strang's has been a trusted name in serving Southwest Wisconsin with a steadfast commitment to helping people. At Strang's, their dedicated team takes immense pride in providing top-notch products from industry-leading brands such as Lennox, Water Furnace, NEC, Grundfos, A.O. Smith, and Westinghouse. Quality is their hallmark, and they strive to exceed expectations in every aspect. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Their comprehensive solutions cater to both business and residential needs, ensuring that your comfort and satisfaction are the top priorities. Strang's has always been about people helping people. With a wealth of experience and knowledge, the team is committed to serving the community with the utmost dedication. Strang's, your trusted partner today and always.
With this being Valentine's Day week, the Okooch Mountain Humane Society encourages you to remember that the greatest gifts you can give your animal companions for Valentine's Day or any other day of the year aren't the treats that they beg for or the toys that get lost under the furniture or in the yard, but rather the respect that you have for their well-being, the patience and kindness with which you treat them, the quality time that you spend with them, and your unconditional love. Happy Valentine's Day week to you and all of your pets from the Okooch Mountain Humane Society. All About Pets is a service of Strang's, highlighting the importance of pets and responsible pet ownership. WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving customers with a special loyalty and dedication only a hometown bank can provide.
Good evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO. Well, we weathered the cold today, and the sunshine sure helped. High temperatures hit the mid-teens, and tonight are crashing frigid sub-zero to about 3 below. It'll be mostly clear tonight with calm winds, thankfully. And then tomorrow, it'll be a cloudy and warmer day. High temperatures will reach the mid-20s, all ahead of the next system striking. Snow will start to fly in the afternoon and ramps up rather quickly. In fact, a winter weather advisory starts at 2 o'clock for the entire area, where we are looking to get a good 2 to 4 inches possible. Snow will be the heaviest through about midnight, and then it starts to ease up and flurry out. We stay pretty mild overnight Friday night, and into Saturday, high temperatures actually hit 30. It'll be a cloudy and a seasonal day, with snow actually likely through mid-afternoon with another 1 to 3 inches possible. This, of course, is a low-pressure system nears us and brings a heavy moisture band right through the area. So if you shovel in shifts, it won't be too much snow. But if you wait, you could be pushing accumulations around anywhere from 4 to 8 inches. And Saturday's snow type will be a heavy and wetter type. That, of course, is because temperatures will be flirting with that freezing mark. With a lot more moisture in the system, the snow is wetter. Then for Sunday, a cold front moves through. And as it passes, it actually brings a chance for some more light accumulating snowfall, probably under an inch. That'll likely move through in the morning, and then it'll be mostly cloudy and breezy for the rest of Sunday. High temperatures will scrape the upper teens and then be sliding sub-zero to near 10 below for Monday morning. Winds will also be whipping up some dangerous wind chills then too. So after a snow-filled weekend and our President's Day off, we're going to probably be staying inside. Although it'll be partly sunny, but very frigid. High temperatures on Monday only reach 5 degrees, and by Monday night, slide to near 15 below. We get just a touch warmer on Tuesday, with highs trying to near 10 degrees. It'll be sunny, but still bitter cold. And Wednesday is pretty much a repeat of the prior day. Sunny, still very cold, highs in mid-teens. Hang in there, Wisconsin. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO.
Some banks today are a whole lot more interested in the interest you pay them than the interest they take in you. Richland County Bank, your local hometown bank, appreciates the chance to have you as a customer. But that's just the beginning. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's a part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service. The key to good customer service is building good relationships with your customers. Richland County Bank has been building good relationships since 1881, working with multiple generations of farm families and business owners. Everyone at the bank is a part of a team that's committed to creating a positive, helpful, and friendly environment, whether it's a child making a first deposit in a savings account, a couple buying a first home, or financing for a new business. If you're interested in a bank that's interested in you, Richland County Bank is the right choice. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Currently in Richland Center, it's clear and 9 degrees after a high today of 16 and a morning low of 1 below. Yesterday's high was 19, and we received about 2 to 3 inches of snow. Record high set back in 1954 is 53 degrees, with a record low of 24 below set back in 1951. Last year's high was 40 with a low of 22. Sunset will take place tonight at 5:30. Sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 7:01. And the winds are out of the east at 5 miles per hour, creating a wind chill of 1 below. Our barometric reading is 30.32, and we have received a trace of snow so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 9 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving Richland County and the area since 1881.
WRCO Sports is sponsored this evening by Schwartz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and Lakes Gas Company, serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices since 1959. With a look at tonight's sports action, here's Phil Nee.
The boys' schedule tonight includes River Valley at Dodgeville, Platteville at Lancaster, and Richland Center at Prairie du Chien. Fenimore travels to Highland, Hillsboro at Luther. It's also Weston at New Lisbon, Viroqua at Westby, Wautoma at Wisconsin Dells, Baraboo at Reedsburg, and Wazika-Steuben is at Seneca. Riverdale is at Wazika-Steuben, Cuba City at Dixon, Illinois, Cashton at Oneewoc Center, New Lisbon at Royal, Barneveld at Hillsboro. Also tonight, River Valley is taking on Lancaster at home. It's Seneca taking on DeSoto at DeSoto, Kickapoo traveling to North Crawford, and Lafarge Youth Initiative is at Ithaca, coming up tonight on the radio. David Klang is the coach of the Ithaca girls. I asked him to say a few words about the Bulldog girls seniors.
Yeah, our seniors have been huge. We have Maggie Kirshner, Holly King, and Tristan Peterson. And going into this year, we knew that we were going to have to really lean on them, and we have. And you look at kind of the last half stretch of the games this season, we've relied really heavily on them, and they're scoring, they're rebounding, their leadership. They've been really great to work with and showing the underclassmen how to do it and really providing that stability that we need, because last year, having a lot of seniors and graduating a lot, they're kind of more of the back scenes, and then this year they were the ones leading the charge, and so those nights that they just kind of took it and ran with it, and it helped with them having that experience in their other sports and other activities, but they've been a great group to work with.
Lafarge Youth Initiative plays at Ithaca tonight in girls basketball, and we'll have a game on FM 100.9 and WRCO.com. I'm Phil Nee.
Since 1959, Lakes Gas has been serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices. From residential to commercial, 20-pound barbecue cylinders to large bulk tanks, Lakes Gas is a dedicated professional supplier of propane. They make propane services simple and customer-friendly with available automatic scheduled propane deliveries and online payment. Plus after-hours assistance and on weekends for urgent deliveries during crisis situations. Let Lakes Gas Company keep your family warm and business running. Call 647-7034.
What do you look for in an insurance agency? Is it service or premium or both? Those are two good reasons to call Schwartz Insurance for your insurance protection. With Schwartz Insurance, you'll have a local person to help you find the right coverage for your agribusiness, personal, and business insurance, and a local person to answer any questions and help you deal with any issues that may arise. Schwartz Insurance and Wilson Mutual Insurance want you to be sure you have the best protection at the best cost. Call 647-8891 for peace of mind insurance protection.
When Kyle Kuzma grabbed the rebound from Anthony Edwards' missed three-pointer, it secured a 103-101 victory for the Bucks last night. Gary Trent Jr. led Milwaukee scoring with 21 points on the road at Minnesota. Kuzma added 19 to go with 13 rebounds. Milwaukee was playing without Giannis Antetokounmpo and Damian Lillard in the last game before the NBA All-Star break. Legendary Badgers football coach Barry Alvarez says the Wisconsin program isn't where it should be. During an appearance on ESPN Radio Madison, he voiced his frustration following the 5-7 season. Alvarez didn't take aim at head coach Luke Fickell, but he did call out the program. He told the radio host, "I don't like where we are right now." Alvarez pointed out how hard the work was to build the program to where it went to bowl games more than 20 straight years. He wants that back. Milwaukee Brewers right-hander Brandon Woodruff will face hitters for the first time in more than a year on Friday as he continues to work his way back from a shoulder injury. Woodruff will throw live batting practice, the latest step forward in the two-time All-Stars comeback after he missed the 2024 season while recovering from surgery. The 32-year-old Woodruff hasn't faced a batter since a game against the Miami Marlins on September 23, 2023. And the Milwaukee Brewers added a rotation candidate, agreeing to a $1 million one-year contract with 30-year-old left
left-hander Tyler Alexander. He can earn an additional $1 million in performance bonuses for innings. Alexander went 6-4 with a 5.10 ERA in 23 games for Tampa Bay last season. He struck out 90 and walked 24 in 107 and two-thirds innings. Selected by Detroit in the second round of the 2015 amateur draft, Alexander is 17-28 with a 4.55 ERA in 143 appearances over six big league seasons with Detroit and the Rays. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by Lakes Gas Company, taking care of your LP needs, and Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection with the most competitive rates. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede.
There's no such thing as too much caring. That's why Gunderson Health System and Bellin Health have come together to form Amplify Health. The same doctors you trust, the same hospitals and clinics you count on, the same great care, all amplified by an even higher focus on empathy. Amplify Health is more than just a new name. It's a way to make personalized care more personal than ever. Amplify Health by Gunderson. A little empathy changes everything.
Attention farmers and folks in need of quality supplies. Engine Creek Farm Store has got you covered. Located at 11678 Yuba Drive, Hillsboro, Wisconsin, Engine Creek Farm Store is your local oasis for all things farm and machinery supplies. From essential tools to supplies that keep your farm running smoothly, they've got it all. And guess what? Engine Creek Farm Store goes beyond the farm. You can also pick up some rugged clothes and boots for those hardworking days. Give them a call at 608-528-4001.
Start your morning right with a hearty breakfast at the River Valley FFA Pancake Breakfast. Join them Sunday, February 16th from 8 a.m. until noon at the Plain American Legion. Enjoy delicious pancakes while supporting River Valley FFA's career development and leadership programs. Adults eat for just $8, kids 5 to 10 for $5, and little ones 4 and under eat free. Don't miss out. Come hungry and support a great cause. For more information, call 608-588-2554. Or extension 2109, or email peyton.miley@rvschools.org. See you there.
If you're looking for a fun and unique way to celebrate Valentine's Day, join Tiny Acres Farms at Chet's Feed, Seed & Such Saturday, February 15th from 10 a.m. until noon for the Kissing Booth Fundraiser. Get a smooch from the adorable farm animals for just $5. And don't forget to bring your camera. All proceeds go back into community education programs. Spread the love, make memories, and support a great cause. Saturday, February 15th from 10 until noon only at Chet's Feed, Seed & Such.
This farm news and market update from Brownfield on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Tim Slack Auction and Realty, LLC, offering professional auction service and real estate, household hay, firewood, produce, and farm machinery. Visit TimSlackAuctionRealty.com for more information on upcoming sales.
Soybeans and cattle were higher Thursday. Corn finished mixed and hogs closed lower. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update. For decades, Stein has represented simply the best in corn genetics, offering more than 50 lines of the highest performing corn featuring a broad range of traits. Stein has yield. Soybeans were up modestly on short covering and technical buying, essentially just buying back part of Wednesday's losses. Beans are watching weather in South America with generally favorable conditions expected over the next week. CONAB's new production guess for Brazil is below USDA's last estimate. March beans were up 2.25 at 10.30. May was 1.25 higher at 10.47. March bean meal is down $1.40 at $2.92.70, and March bean oil is up 59 points at $46.25. Corn was mixed, monitoring conditions in South America and waiting for more details on the scope of reciprocal tariffs announced by the White House Thursday. CONAB raised its corn estimate, but it's less than the current USDA projection. March corn was up 3.25 at 4.93.5, and May was 2 higher at 5.06. And wheat was up on short covering, technical buying, and the weakness in the dollar during the session. Parts of the plains and Midwest did get some snow, but areas without cover could see winter kill. U.S. export sales were above average, led by Mexico. March Chicago was 3.5 higher at 577.75. March Kansas City was up 6.75 at 598.25. March Minneapolis wheat was up 2 at 616.75. Live and feeder cattle were higher on technical buying. Megan Grebner has more on direct cash business in a moment. April live was 80 higher at 196.52, and June was up $1.05 at 192.42. March feeders are $3 higher at 267.97. April was up 272, also at 267.97. And hogs were down, pressured by uncertainties about pork demand. April lean was $1.22 lower at 93.10. The May hog contract was down $1 at 97.05. Megan Grebner has that full look at the cash livestock markets after this.
Policies and regulations are shifting in D.C. What does that mean for your farm? Find out during Compeer Financial's free webinar on February 19th at 1 p.m. Break down key policy updates and get actionable guidance with perspectives on legislative, economics, and trade. Plus, submit your own questions for a live Q&A session moderated by Compeer's ag economist, Megan Roberts. Register at compeer.com/webinar for the February 19th virtual event to navigate ag policy changes with confidence.
I'm Bill Scott, host of the Titletone Report.
He does such a great job of learning from every experience. We'll all be better for it.
The Packers will be back in August, and I'll have in-depth analysis and reaction from the coaches and players.
I think we did some really good things this season.
Connect your brand with passionate Packers fans from 65 radio stations and online.
That's going to be a great reflection point this offseason.
Contact Jill from marketing at 608-848-2770. That's 608-848-2770.
Another pretty quiet day for direct cash cattle trade activity. For the week, live deals have been marked at $202 to $203. That's $3 to $4 lower than the previous week's weighted averages. A handful of dress deals in the north were reported in parts of Nebraska at $320, but it wasn't enough business to establish an accurate price trend for the week. Box beef closed mixed on light to moderate demand for moderate offerings. Choice down $1.86 at $317.40. Select was 70 cents higher at $309.84. Estimated cattle slaughter was 117,000 head, down 1,000 on the weekend, down more than 6,000 on the year. Cash hogs closed higher with a moderate negotiated run. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Direct up $1.50 with a weighted average of 90.75. The Iowa, Minnesota, and the Western Corn Belt both had weighted averages of 90.73. Pork values closed higher up $2.24 at $100.87. And estimated hog slaughter was 487,000 head, up 6,000 on the weekend, down more than 2,000 on the year. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
If you're in the market for a pole building, call Harchi Lumber, your friendly hometown source for all of your building and lumber supply needs. From beginning to end, the experienced crews at Harchi Lumber have the know-how to build a quality structure you expect. Harchi Lumber will engineer your pole building to your specific needs and requirements while meeting your local building codes. To get your building project started, call 608-985-7207 or stop in at Harchi Lumber along Highway 23 between Laval and Reedsburg.
Hello, I'm Larry Lee with Ag Headline News on Brownfield. The U.S. Senate has confirmed Brooke Rollins as Secretary of the Department of Agriculture. Agriculture organizations say there's a lot of work ahead now that Rollins has been confirmed. American Farm Bureau President Zippy Duvall says he's confident Rollins will keep USDA's contractual promises, ensure adequate staffing for essential functions, and work with Congress to pass a farm bill. More news after this.
Have you been to agriamerica.com? What are you waiting for? One site, one app, one stop for 24-hour ag news and podcast. Ag news from the best reporters and podcasters, plus a steady stream of country hits for free. AgriAmerica, the place for timely, accurate, and dependable ag news. From the cab to the truck to the barn to the kitchen, AgriAmerica is ready to arm you with the knowledge you need as a farmer or rancher. Grab your smartphone and get it today. AgriAmerica.
Do weed control right the first time and deliver the knockout punch to weeds with Status Herbicide. Status Herbicide is the number one broadleaf herbicide for corn, going up against the toughest weeds in your fields. Use it as your frontline post-application in a tank mix with Zidua SC Herbicide for one heck of a knockdown that keeps HPPD-resistant weeds out for the rest of the season. Explore more at statusherbicide.com. Always read and follow label directions.
There's a new push for year-round E15. The bicameral, bipartisan, nationwide Consumer and Fuel Retailer Choice Act was reintroduced in Congress Thursday. If passed, the bill would remove seasonal restrictions from those who sell, market, or purchase ethanol blends up to 15%. Highly pathogenic avian influenza has struck again. Indiana has over a million birds affected at a Jay County egg-laying facility. Iowa has a new case affecting a commercial turkey flock in Buena Vista County. Ag economist Ben Brown with the University of Missouri says fertilizer prices are not looking favorable for farmers.
My general bias here is that fertilizer prices are going to move higher as we get closer and closer to spring.
David Newman with the National Pork Board says pork demand continues to be boosted by exports.
That's roughly 30% of our total production, so critically important to our business.
I'm Larry Lee. Find these stories and more online at Brownfield Ag News.
Proper nutrition for your livestock is as close as Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative. The team at the co-op is pleased to offer economy brand feed, providing a balanced ration at a great price without sacrificing quality. From a few bags to bulk on the farm delivery, they have you covered. Talk to the co-op for more details or to schedule a visit. Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, 300 South Walnut, Reedsburg, 524-3815.
Maintaining the right balance of soil nutrients. Hello, I'm Brandon Peoples with Managing for Profit on Brownfield, a content partnership with AgroLiquid. Soils with higher percent-based saturation are more fertile because they have more plant nutrients and fewer toxins. On this week's episode, Stephanie Zelenko, National Agronomist for AgroLiquid, uses a parking lot analogy to explain how farmers can balance those nutrient levels and improve productivity. We'll learn more right after this.
If you look close enough, you can see the hidden potential within your fields. That's why an AgroLiquid nutrition plan starts with the crop and identifies the precise combination of primary nutrients while focusing on the support of secondary and micronutrients. So every nutrient is working in harmony for your crop to reach its full potential, maximizing growth while offering lower use rates. Apply less, expect more, precisely. Find an AgroLiquid dealer at agroliquid.com.
Farmers deserve nothing less than the best to keep their operations growing. We've believed that since opening our doors over 40 years ago. At AgroLiquid, our team of experts work with you to formulate a nutrition program that connects your fertilizer needs with your cropping goals, merging agronomy with economics on your farm. Get solid agronomic advice and positive results that'll make you a return on your fertilizer investment. Find your crop nutrition expert at agroliquid.com.
When it comes to holding capacity for soil nutrients, Stephanie Zelenko, National Agronomist with AgroLiquid, says there's a direct correlation between cation exchange capacity and percent-based saturation.
So the smaller that CEC number tells me that it's going to be a relatively sandy soil. And as that number increases or gets higher, that means there's more clay or organic matter in the soil. And what this really means is just how much holding capacity your soil has or how many parking spots are available to hold those cations, which are the positively charged elements in the soil. And that connects to base saturation because base saturation is a measurement of those main cations, which are potassium, calcium, magnesium, hydrogen, and then sometimes sodium. And so what it's going to do is just look at what that parking lot is, how big of a parking spot it is based upon that CEC, and then give you the percentages of cars or cations that are parked in that parking lot.
Zelenko says ranges can vary by location.
What is a normal CEC in Florida is completely different than what a normal CEC is going to be in Iowa. And so it can be in single digits in Florida. And even if you get to 10, that's a pretty good number. But as you move into higher organic or higher clay soils like Iowa would have, you know, those numbers could be in the 20s and still be on that low end. So it's all going to be relative to what part of the growing country you're in. But it's good to have a good baseline of how you relate to other soils.
She explains which nutrients are impacted the most.
Potassium is the main one that we think about for plant production, but calcium, magnesium are two other ones that are on the positive side of plant growth. Hydrogen comes from the soil moisture, the water that you have in there, and that connects back to your soil pH. And then sodium is also coming from the soil moisture or from lack there of soil moisture through precipitation, or could come from irrigation water. So those are all measured, but the ones that, you know, we want to make sure are in balance correctly are the main ones that crops need, which are potassium, magnesium, and calcium.
Zelenko says because those nutrients are all interconnected, it's crucial that farmers balance those levels to achieve the best outcomes. I'm Brandon Peoples with Managing for Profit on Brownfield, a content partnership with AgriLiquid.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Scavenger hunts. Going from place to place, hunting, searching, scratching your head in frustration. I'm Dylan Lewis with Richards Insurance Agency, and we think that purchasing insurance shouldn't be a scavenger hunt. Get all the hints you need and a free quote. You can find us at richardsinsure.com.
This is where it ends. Had to bury all your memories. Couldn't see what everybody sees. A red flag said I should have walked out that door. Went to battle for you always. Fought for you on your worst days. Then you told me that you don't love me no more. You're the true love, should it be? I found myself the second I gave up on us. You're the last thing that I thought I'd lose. All I ever wanted was to be loved by you. I let you back in and I gave you a second chance. Like a jet plane on a clear blue sky, sun came shining down. I know that your lies, I got too much pride to let that happen again. So this is where.
That was Bailey Zimmerman with Where It Ends on Country and Community. Good evening. I'm Tim Thied. I'll be bringing you music up until around 7:15 tonight, and that's when we'll be bringing you high school sports action. Hopefully you're having a great evening. Right now, the Wirtz Floor and Home temperature is at 8 degrees at 5:48. Winds are out of the east at 9, though, making it feel like it's 5 below. That's our wind chill, so... yeah, it's a cold one out there, folks, and the weather doesn't look too good for tomorrow. There is a winter weather advisory starting tomorrow at 2 p.m. for the entire area. And it sounds like some of that snow might be going into Saturday. And Brittany Berlow says by the time it's all said and done, there's always a chance we could get up to maybe 6 to 8 inches total of accumulation. So hopefully that doesn't happen. I know there's people out there that love the snow, especially if you're a snowmobiler and a skier and stuff. But if you have to get around, get to places, it's not too much fun. So just be careful over the next day or two and wherever you're traveling. Even be careful today because there may even be a few slick spots on the road from our snow we had last night. And according to the Pratt Funeral and Cremation measuring stick, the snow stick, we got up to about almost 3 inches of snow yesterday. So winter is still around, folks. And hoping your Thursday is a good one. Tomorrow, remember, tomorrow's Valentine's Day. So hopefully you got that special someone, something special to recognize Valentine's Day. But for tonight, the Boaz Lions Soup Supper is being held, and that's going on until 7 o'clock at the Boaz Community Center. Homemade chili, chicken noodle soup, and potato soup are being served. Also being served are sandwiches, dessert, and beverages. Cost is adults for $10, children 6 to 12, $5 and under 6 will be free. Proceeds will support the Boaz area community needs. And also, Celebrate Recovery RC meets tonight, and that's from 6 to 8 at the Nazarene Outreach Center in Richland Center. Food is available, actually, right now. And Celebrate Recovery Richland Center is sponsored by Grace Community Church.
Progressive knows finding your new home was a dream come true. You wanted a walk-up with central air and a skylight, and you found it. Now, every Friday night, you get to fall asleep to the sound of your downstairs neighbors' dance parties. Progressive can't save you from your noisy neighbors, but we can save you money when you bundle your home and auto with us. Get a quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Hey, it's me time at Chula Vista. Time for you to pamper yourself. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family, Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, 18 holes of classic golf, a relaxing spa, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park. Ziplining through canyon views in Chula's aerial adventure park. And dining comes any way you like it. From pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Miles and miles of freshly groomed cross-country and hiking trails. Ski, sled, snowshoe. Warm up in our indoor water park. ChulaVistaResort.com.
Since 1956, Meyer Oil and LP has been your trusted, locally owned fuel delivery partner. Whether it's for your home, farm, or business, we've got you covered. Offering a range of fuels from propane, diesel, gas, and bulk lubes, Meyer Oil is here for you. Serving most of Richland, Sauk, and surrounding counties, our friendly staff is ready to assist you. Please consider Meyer Oil and LP for all your fuel needs. Call us at 608-524-3914.
From February 17th through March 8th, get 20% off selected items at Krause Monument. With top quality craftsmanship, top service, and a 90-day guarantee, your satisfaction is assured. Call today to make an appointment with Krause Monument at 608-647-8314. The Ithaca Lions annual 8-pin tap is back. Join the fun this Sunday, February 16th at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. Choose from two shifts at 11 o'clock a.m. and 2 o'clock p.m. Entry fee is just $15, and there will be a raffle, door prizes throughout the day, as well as a bake sale. Best of all, this event is open to all ages. Advanced sign-up is available by calling the Phoenix Center at 608-649-7469. Don't miss out on a great time. See you at the annual Ithaca Lions 8-Pin Tap this Sunday.
Hey, lovebirds. WRCO is spreading the love this Valentine's season with a sweet giveaway you won't want to miss. We're giving away two candy bouquets this Friday, and entering is as easy as saying, I love you. Here's how you win it. Call or text WRCO at 608-647-4155. Give us your name and your Valentine's message. We'll read your message on the air. And just for entering, your name will go into a drawing to win one of two delicious candy bouquets. It's that simple. Share the love, send a sweet shout out, and you might just win a treat for your Valentine or yourself. So don't wait. Call or text 608-647-4155. And get in on the Valentine's fun with WRCO. Special thanks go to Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers and Added Touch Floral and Gifts in Richland Center.
WRCO Studios, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant. Welcome to the community.
Get ready, Molly B fans. The Baraboo Area Senior Citizen Organization invites you to a special benefit concert for the Outdoor Pool Fund in Baraboo. Molly B brings her energetic polkas and more March 2nd at 1 p.m. at the Baraboo Arts Center. Tickets are just $30 and all proceeds support a great cause. Get yours today at the Bosco office, open Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. or call 608-356-8464 for more details. Don't miss out. Great music for a great cause on March 2nd. Molly B in Baraboo.
If your cares turn me to stone, I'd be a statue standing tall in ancient Rome. If your touch shattered me like glass, I'd be in pieces trying to make the breaking last. If it took one look to turn my days to night, at least I'd have the stars that sparkle in your eyes. There's just some things that trying to write a song, I run the risk that I could get your perfect wrong. And well, I guess what I'm trying to say is there ain't words been made could shoulder so much weight. And if you turn your back on me, walked away, not a thing about the way I feel would change. There's just some things that leave a man no choice, like a compass needle needing its true north. Even if I knew the day we met you'd be the reason this heart.
Always breaking hearts 'cause I had to shoot first.